This is James Pergolotti from 20 Shades, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna.
Turn it up!
Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. Whether it be rock, hard rock, metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock, we got it all. And today is no different, because I have on the line my bud, vocalist and guitarist, Mr. James Pergolotti from the band 20 Shades. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's great to be here. Appreciate everything.
Oh, you know what, James? It's an honor and a privilege for me to have you on this show, and I truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you giving me this opportunity to speak with you. You know, we've been in touch for several years, and, you know, we had hooked up a few years ago, and, you know, just been amazed by what I have seen throughout the last few years with your music. So I take this as a great honor, man.
Oh, well, thanks, man. It's a great compliment coming from you, and I want to, you know, thank you and everybody out there, the fans, and then it's been a great few years for us, and I'm very excited about the future, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, James, you know, let's go back a few years and when you released your CD, Birth.
Yeah.
From what I saw and gathered, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, but you guys went on tour. 20 Shades had really hit some rough, rocky roads, man, with losing band members. Am I right in saying that? And just
Yes.
So I want to ask you, James, how is it 20 Shades is your baby? You started it, you know, the band members, you've never segregated yourself from the band. It was my band or our band. However, what was going through your mind when you know that, you know, God had instilled you with this gift to not only sing, but play guitar. And yet all these hurdles, did you ever think, man, I just don't want to do this anymore? Had that ever come into your mind or what?
To be totally honest, yes, that has. But, you know, I have this, you know, I call it a mission. A lot of people say, hey, you know, it's a dream or whatever. But, you know, it's something I have to do. I have to just keep pressing forward no matter what. You know, it's hard to keep a band together. Like, you know, we go through members. You know, if you look it through, like even some of the big top dogs out there, like, you know, even bands like, I won't mention any names, but one in particular I will, is the Foo Fighters, for one. I really love that band. And they've gone through, like, tons of band members. It's a rough road. It's a hard road. You know, you're in a relationship with four different people, and then you have managers, and you have other people involved, agents involved, and we try to keep the whole thing together and keep it going. Me as a band leader, yes, there's a lot of pressure, and I just want to keep, my main thing is I want to keep writing music and I want to keep going. I think I did a pretty good job at it so far to keep going out there. So it is tough, and yeah, there is times I want to just say, you know, I'm just tired and get aggravated, but you know what, I go to sleep, and I wake up the next morning, and I'm ready to rock, and that's the way I feel about it. You know, it's the fans, too. You know, the people, the emails I get, you know, they really like the music. So I'm like, you know, I have to do it for them, you know?
Well, you know, James, I mean, you know, I think it's that spiritual warfare, man. It's, you know, the devil just simply does not want us to prevail in anything that we do, anything that God, you know, has given us a gift to share with the world. It's expected to be, you know, attacked.
It is.
You know?
It is. I'm so glad you said that, because this is like a different time, like in, you know, like if you want to talk about the biblical times, it's like this is like the time to, like, everybody should get together and work together, because, you know, we're at some, I mean, just look at the news for one, and half of it's being, you know, most of it's being hid from us, what's really going on out
sure.
there. But yeah, spiritual warfare, yes, it's like at the highest, if there was a meter at like 1 from 10, it would be like 9.5, you know, and it's affected, you know, a lot of people. I see a lot of churches and a lot of different pastors and stuff. Everybody's under attack, you know, and but, you know who ends up the winner in the end? It's God in the end, and we have to stick by God no matter what we do. And it may seem rough, but that's the path we need to be on, regardless of what it looks like outside in the world.
I totally agree, you know, and I thank you for saying that, because, it, you know, you have been you've been a huge encouragement to me, you know, throughout the years, talking to me. And I, you know, I've always cherished that, man. I really have.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You know, James, on your CD, Birth,
yes,
you have a song on there. Now, first of all, I wanted to let the listeners know that I have chosen a few songs that we're going to play off the Birth CD. However,
yes,
we are going to play one song off the new CD that's coming up, and we're going to have you talk about that here in a minute. But first, let's go to this first song here. The song I want to talk about is called Feed Me. How
yes.
about a little bit of history on that song, and, you know, what is behind that song?
Well, the whole thing with the Birth CD is like this new music. Like, I started writing music. I put it down for a long time because, you know, everybody would knock me down and they're like, you know, hey, you know, you're too old. You know, I was 26 when I quit. And I'm like, you know, that's crazy. You know, I thought I was too old at 26. So I picked it up. I picked it back up. Now I'm 26 and a half. No, I'm just kidding. But now I'm a little older now. And I'm like, you know, let me get rocking out there. So this song, I started writing this spiritual music, this stuff that's been coming to me. The song Feed Me and the album titled Birth was this new music coming through. And Feed Me was about listening to God. It was that whole song is about that. I wanted to hear more from God and grow closer to God. So that's what it was, Feed Me. And just some of the lyrics in there, if you read them, tell me more. I want to know more what's going on out in the world. I think prayers are answered every day, and I think we just got to listen a little hard to them, a little harder, and we'll receive an answer. And that's basically what that song, Feed Me, is. It's just basically just crying out for, you know, I want to know what's going on. Just tell me. So that's pretty much what it is.
I'll tell you what. Let's let the listeners hear Feed Me.
Oh, cool.
With 20 Shades. Turn it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Time, yeah.
are back with James Pergliotti of 20 Shades. This is what I'm going to say, James. Yes.
Yes. I love that.
Now, see, yes, for some of the listeners that don't know, you know, it's not Y-E-S, okay? It's Y-E-S-S with an exclamation point. However, if you truly want to get your point across, it's Y-E-S-S-S exclamation point there. Now you've got to the meat and potatoes of the story.
you gotta have the power in the yes.
There it is. That's right. Everything's yes. You know? That is funny, man.
Yeah, it is.
James, let me ask you this, brother. We had talked about before, you know, being on tour and stuff, you know, what is probably one of your more memorable moments of being on tour?
You know, as crazy as it may sound, but I think the hardest moments are the roughest times. Like when we're in hotels together and, you know, some nights we didn't even sleep. But those were kind of the funny moments. Like some of the little arguments and things that came about were actually the funniest things. A little story is we had a problem with one of our management people on the road that we had to get rid of, but I kept having a problem with him stealing one of our band members' food, and one of it was like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the weirdest thing is they would come up to me and they would say, "Hey man, you know, this guy stole my chicken." And I'm like, "What?" You know, like little things like that. At the time it was serious, but when I look back at that, those things are actually kind of funny, you know, because I mean, we're talking about chicken here and you're getting upset about it. You know, I know it's your food and everything. You know, the conversation was, "Hey man, he took a bite of my chicken and he didn't take the piece, but he threw it back in the box." I'm like, "Okay, that's it. He's going home." You know, like
that is too funny, man. You just came off a gig. You just played with Queensryche, is that correct?
Yeah, it was an awesome show, man. It was like packed out. It was just a great experience. We had an awesome time. A lot of people, a lot of great fans showed up for that. That was really awesome.
You know, what other national acts have you played with that stands out the most to you?
Well, we played with Striper, we played with Wasp, we played with Rat, Stephen Piercy, Blue Oyster Cult. I was on tour with LA Guns, Sebastian Bach, hooked up with a show on the road with him. There's actually a few more if I can have a moment. No, I'm just kidding. But those are pretty much the ones that come to my head at the moment.
There. Right on. You know, when you're, you know, the band member or the artist that you had just, you know, mentioned that you had actually, you know, gone on tour with, are any of those bands like icons or, you know, did you pull any influences from those guys or what's your feeling on that, man?
Was influenced by all those guys. I mean, I grew up with those bands and I'm like, you know, listening to those bands and then now I'm out there playing with them and I'm like honored and just to share a stage with them, you know, tapping into their fans because, you know, it's a lot of their fans have never heard of me or the band 20 Shades till that night. And the reception of us was really great. So I feel, you know, part of a family, if you will, you know, that's kind of the feeling that I felt with those guys, you know, and I got a lot of great experience. I won't mention anybody's name, but one guy helped me out. He's an awesome guitar player and he helped me out through a lot, you know, especially managing the band and getting things through on tour and stuff like that really helped me out. So I was really honored to be asked to play, do some of these shows.
You know, do you find that today in today's music business that a lot less working together and a lot more let's kill each other kind of attitude?
There is, and it should be the other way around because I think the whole business model has changed. And, you know, there's a certain group, you know, everybody hangs together. There's a certain group of people, musicians that just stick together and they get through and they all pitch in and they help each other out to put on concerts and all kinds of things. And I think a lot of bands just don't do that anymore. They want to be, you know, it's all about me and it's all about how far I can go by myself. And it's actually the opposite of what it should be. It should be sticking together. And I find with a lot of bands, you know, like musicians, solo musicians and stuff, they're playing in too much other stuff, you know, like stick to one band or stick to one thing and just get out there. You know, you can't be in every genre. I mean, you can only cross. I mean, sometimes, you know, you hear very rarely, you know, bands crossing over into different genres. One, and I guarantee you're gonna get more success that way.
Right.
And that's pretty much the model of how business, the, you know, music business should be run today. And finding the right people, obviously, you know, there's a lot of sharks out there too, but you gotta be careful.
Absolutely. You know, let's go back to the CD birth. The next song I want to play is Animal.
Okay.
Now, would you mind giving a little more history about that tune?
That is that's a special tune to me, and it's that song Animal is like not really. I don't want to say selling out to how you should be, how others want you to be like. You know, like if I was selling myself as, say, this sex symbol or whatever, but I'm not really that person. I want to be real and genuine through the music. So basically that's what the Animal is about, just being genuine. And this is who I am. I'm not trying to be anybody else. And I'm not doing this for the fame or the fortune or anything. I'm doing this to get a message across. So that's basically what Animal is about.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, here it is. Animal with 20 Shades. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
The world is an oyster with its salty, salty refrain. Hidden midnight vision, shelter me from the flames. What do I get from this fame? What do I get from this fame? Answers to my heart desires. A piece of the game. This version of me is not me. The one that you know, a smile on life's rage. There's only one fair, the price that we pay. This version of me isn't me. The one that you know, spite of life's rage. Now I'm fearless like an animal. I choose not to fake it or not for someone else's show. Do you want to change it or want it to go? Even though I know, suppose it's just a part of the show. A piece of the game. This version of me is not me. The one that you know, a spot of life's rage. There's only one fair, the price that we pay. This version of me is not me. The one that you know, a smile on life's rage. Now I'm fearless like an animal. I'm living.
we are back with James, another YESS man. let me say it this way. What image do you think your music conveys to the people?
I would like to hope. I mean, basically with the, you know, with the fan mail and the emails that I get, it brings a message that, hey, you know, God is real and using me to help people along. And that's the message, and that's what I want to put out there as far as that goes. You know, I use the analogy like, hey, if you're selling cornflakes cereal, why do you got like Fruit Loops inside the box? It's not going to work. That's why, you know, I had so many people tell me, like, I had the Christian rock in the beginning of it as a genre, and I had so many people say, hey, get rid of that Christian, man. If you want to get out there, you know, and really, really knock things out, just put rock in front of it, or put another genre. And I'm like, no, I want that there. I got to have that there, because who I am, you know?
Right. So 20 Shades, I mean, you label yourself as a Christian band.
Yeah, I do. It's Christian rock. And, you know, it's, you know, Christianity, and that's who I am. You know, we want to be Christ-like, so that's what the definition of Christianity is.
Sure.
So, you know, we all strive for that, and it's hard in this world. We want to rip people apart sometimes, but we just can't. But yeah, it's just that's what I want to keep in there, and that's the way I left it.
I want to jump back again by saying, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, so many band members being changed and so on and so forth. The lineup that you have today,
yeah,
you know, how about you know, give their names, give them a shout out, you know, because it was kind of ironic, because when I was gathering the information from you, you know, I'm looking at, and you know, I'm going to tell on myself. I says, I honestly, here I am listening to this stuff, and I didn't know that you had a female bass player.
Yeah, Athea, she is really awesome. I love Davey. You know, Davey's been my bassist for a couple of years, and actually he started with me with this band. And you know, I won't really get into details about, you know, what's going on with,
sure,
that, but you know, I love him. You know, he's a great guy, great bassist. We just had to do something. We're in the middle of recording and under a lot of pressure to do this, get this next album out. It was delayed for a year and a half. There was just some stuff that was going on there that happened, and we just had to get somebody in there to fill the spot temporarily, or, you know, maybe permanent, who knows. So time will tell on that one.
Okay. Well, you know, you just mentioned, you know, this next album.
Yes.
You know, why don't you let the listeners tell them about what's going on with this project right here.
The next album. Okay. So I it came to me, and I'm like, Revelation 13. I was in the Bible. I was reading, and I was like, you know, I really feel like this is like happening, you know, like I open up and I read something. I say, you know, there's some real good stuff in Revelation 13. I mean, so I wrote this song, Master of Lies, which, you know, we're under, there's a lot of deception out there today. There's a lot of lies, you know, just what it says, Master of Lies. There's a lot of, you know, without getting into politics and stuff, but it's just, there's a lot of junk out there, and people are being deceived, and they're led in a different path, and they're led to believe one thing, and they're led to believe another, and tomorrow's a different thing. Oh, and by the way, eating, you know, 50 hot dogs is going to kill you, and then tomorrow it's like just 10 is going to kill you. It's just like, you know, what do you believe, you know? So this whole song is around that master. There's a master of lies. There's a beast rising up from the sea, and this is about that Revelation 13 album, and this song is about that beast rising up from the sea.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, brother, we are going to play Masters of Lies, and I want to encourage people, man, to put this up on 11 and watch out, because it's going to blow you over. So here it is, Master of Lies with 20 Shades on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. The world. Again, we are back with James Pergliotti. Yes, 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 man.
Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Awesome.
And I also want to let the listeners know that I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this is actually the first time that the public has heard that song, and you had given me the honor to put it on my show. So I truly, James, I thank you, man.
Jim, that song's like, I had a demo of it floating around for a little bit, and put it back into the studio, you know, to see, because I get a lot of ideas and then I want to get them down and record it, and then I'll go back in and we'll really fine tune it in the studio. This song here, just like totally last week. I mean, I just had it done last week, even though I had it demo formed a while ago. It was just last week. I just had that the final mix that I really like. We all agreed that this should go out. So yeah, and I'm like, you got it, and I'm glad. I'm so thankful that you played it.
It's an incredible song, and
thank you.
It really is, and I can't wait for the Revelations 13 CD to come out, because I can't wait to get my hands on that, because that's definitely going in my collection.
Yeah, they can pick up that song of Master of Lies too. We're doing a pre-release now. If they go to 20shades.com, and there'll be a little album cover. They can click that, the Revelation 13, and they can get that download.
Okay, very cool.
Yep.
James, this is your opinion, but how important do you feel in the music industry today that it is to have a record label?
Well, I've had my personal experience with record labels. There's some good ones out there, but there's, you know, again, it's very important to have, I should say, is knowledge in where you're going, and the right people in your corner. I mean, agents, booking agents, management. Those are the main nuts and bolts of everything. The record label's important because they know, you know, a lot of people out there, and they can get your music moved through a lot of the cracks. But you know, it takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of money to do that. So it's hard. The DIY musician thing, do it yourself or whatever they call it, it's still hard to do. Very, very hard to do. But they are doing it, and to try to pop out there. And we got the social media. It's a lot easier to get things out there, but it still, you know, it takes a little bit of money to do that.
Sure it does. What do you, in your, again, in your opinion, you know, with all the social media platforms that are out there, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb, Band, you know, the list is endless. What have you found that works best for you as far as getting your music out to the public?
I have to say all of the above. I really do. I think, you know, you're not, the numbers matter out there. I think everything compiled together, that's why they got a lot of accounts. I don't know if you're aware of it, or if a lot of people out there listening are aware of it. You got to have everything linked together, and it causes a number surge in the internet. And you have to have people going to the sites. Obviously, you got to have them promoted. And that's, you know, so it's got to be all of the above. I mean, you got to work on Facebook and Twitter, probably the top, you know, and then, hub it into like Reverb Nation or something like that. That's normally what we do on there. So it's not just radio play or airplay, or, you know, it's all of that stuff. So,
all right. Well, what we're going to do, James, is we are going to play one more tune, man, and then we're going to close this out, brother. The next song I want to play is called I Can't Wait. Would you mind giving some history on that one?
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you even brought that song up, because, you know, it's like, you know, you get something like this dream placed in you, or this, you know, this vision. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear your vision or hear your dream. You know what I mean? They don't know what you're thinking. And so this song here, I Can't Wait, because, you know, I see the vision, I see the dream getting out there and doing certain things with music. And again, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, that's never going to happen. You know, it's pipe dreaming and all that other stuff. Well, I got two words for that. Actually, more words than that. But that's not true. I mean, you got to keep going. The only reason why you get these visions is because one person, one God, I should say, places that in you, and to do that. And, you know, when we pray, we want something, you know, God, we want God to answer these prayers. So he usually gives you a vision or a dream. That's what happened to me in this song. So I'm like talking to other people in this song. Hey, I can't wait to get there. And then, you know, there's a reply in there, a question that says, you know, why can't you? You know, I'm trying to tell people that, hey, you have to jump into my vision or dream.
Very interesting.
So that's what it is.
Well, here it is. I Can't Wait with 20 Shades on Power Rock Podcast. Turn it up. Once again, we are back with James Pergliotti of 20 Shades. James, I want to truly thank you again from the bottom of my heart, you taking your time to talk with me. You know, I want to say to you that I wish you the utmost success in all that you do. And I pray that God places a hedge of protection around you and your band, and that he opens the windows, the doors of opportunity, that the floodgates will open, and he will pour out a blessing that you cannot contain, as he promises. And I just truly thank you so much.
Amen to that. And I really thank you, Jim. You're a blessing in my life, and I want to thank you for all that you have done for me. And, you know, you help so many people out there, and it's just, it's incredible. I'm just truly amazed by what you do, and thank you very much.
It's absolutely my pleasure, and I truly thank you for your kind words. Well, there you have it. an interview with James Pergliotti at 20 Shades. I am Jim Madonna, your host on Power Rock Podcast. Peace.